Hunter Eddie today.
Oh.
Eddie came to Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office from Oklahoma.
K-9 Eddie's flag-draped casket sits on the back of an Oklahoma County Sheriff's open-air cart as an officer eulogizes him at Precious Pets Cemetery in Spencer. Fellow officers, including other dogs, look on. The canines are very vocal throughout the service, rivaled only by the wind, until the familiar first notes of taps fill the air. Then they fall silent. Corporal Scott Novotny with the K-9 Division of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says all of Oklahoma County's K-9 handlers are given the opportunity to honor their partners with a service when the time comes. And most of them take it.
You depend on them to protect you in dangerous situations. It's an overwhelming bond, and the loss of an animal that you've developed that relationship with is pretty serious.
Precious Pets Cemetery has an entire section devoted to police and military working dogs. But manager Robert Erdman says since his family opened it in the 1980s, all types of animals have been laid to rest here. And he's seen a big shift in attitudes toward grieving a lost pet.
A lot of people, like in the early 80s, were real confused about, you know, why would we be here and why are they crying? You know, it is like your family members. Pets will give you unconditional love.
With these societal changes, the pet memorial industry has expanded in lots of ways, including cremation.
My objective was we were going to operate like a funeral home. We were going to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd go to the home.
Wade Jackson owns and operates Pet Memories, a company that offers cremation services to the Oklahoma City and Tulsa areas. Jackson comes from a background in the human funeral business and holds his pet crematory to the same standards. He says the loss of an animal can be just as painful as the loss of a human, and the need for closure through a burial or cremation can be very real.
Of course you get people that say, I would never spend my money on a pet. Well, they don't have pets, or they haven't lost a pet, because that's a pretty macho thing to say. When your kids are upset, and your wife's upset, or your husband, or you, emotions might dictate a whole different course.
The process of coming to terms with the loss of a companion animal can be made even more complicated by old age, severe injury, or terminal illness. The decision to euthanize a pet is never easy, but sometimes better communication with the pet itself can make it less difficult. Dr. Andrew Hanslicek with Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine offers this advice.
For folks that have a more difficult time of knowing when, one thing that I've used that is helpful is I just ask them, what are the three activities that their pet enjoys most? And when they can't do two of those three activities, it may be time. That can help somebody make the decision and say, yeah, you know, their quality of life isn't what they deserve, and it's not going to get better.
Dr. Tamara Smith works with the Oklahoma-based branch of the organization Pet Loss at Home. She provides in-home euthanasia services for aged and ailing companion animals. She says saying goodbye in this way offers a low-stress opportunity for the family to say a meaningful farewell and bond in the final moments, whether they are filled with grief or joy.
I went out to a household to euthanize a small dog. The owners were loving on her and petting on her, and then they started just telling these incredible stories, and they were laughing. It was very lighthearted, but they were still honoring her passing. There was just something about their manner that was so lovely, and I thought, my goodness, what a wonderful home to have been in for this dog.
Simply put, every person's emotional journey during and after a loss is different. Regardless of circumstances or arrangements, the bereaved need the patience and support of the people around them on their path toward letting go and healing. The ones they've lost might be gone, but their love lives on. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll. K-9. KOSU would like to thank Dr. MacArthur Hafen with Kansas State University's College of Veterinary Medicine and Donna Bethune with the International Association of Pet Cemeteries and Crematories for consultation on this story.